What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
So you said earlier this week that people don't trust the government to save.
Sorry about that. So Lillian said data breaches, data risks, data safety. So Carmel Cipollone, Minister for Social Development, has been in the news this week talking about how people don't trust the government with their data. So given increasing reports about data hacks and the now famous Cambridge Analytica leak, it's no wonder people are feeling more concerned about this. But why data? Why is it useful? So surely the government wouldn't sell our data to analytical companies in order to fix an election. I'm pretty sure that's not allowed anyway. But the current government has made some changes from the previous government in regards to how they use our data. This week, the new privacy, human rights and ethics framework was announced, and we thought given Wire Worry Week is cybersecurity, we would talk to Minister Cipollone to find out more.
Guard their personal data. What do you mean by that?
I think particularly last year when the previous government were going down the track of using individual client level data, they weren't making any secret of it, but they didn't have the safety mechanisms in place. So through MSD there were two breaches of the portal, and in the end they had to put a hold on their program for utilising individual client level data. I think it really concerned the general public, particularly given around that time the Privacy Commissioner was warning the government against doing it, but the government were continuing anyway. So when those things happened, it really puts the levels of public trust at risk, and so we definitely saw public trust diminish in the government, and particularly with the government's use of information.
So you say they were being warned against it, and I mean data is incredibly valuable. What's the point in using data? Why was the national government using it?
We all need to use data. You know, data is so important. It helps inform for us, you know, any trends. It helps inform programs in terms of what might be effective, what might not be effective, what the needs of individuals might be. And so it helps us to shape the support services that we need, as well as have better understanding for the challenges that people face and the opportunities that exist too. It's how you use that information so that there's transparency and trust with the general public, and this government's committed to doing that.
What has Labor done in terms of changing that attitude?
Well, we definitely stopped the track that the government agencies were going down with regards to individual client-level data. We've made it really clear that we won't do that. But what we do need to do, and what I recognise as the Minister in charge of social investment, is that actually we need to go out and consult with the NGO sector, with the client or service users, with iwi organisations, to discuss what is an appropriate data protection use policy. How can we all use information more effectively, and what's appropriate and what's not? You know, we have to have that discussion outside of just government agencies, because actually it's not just government agencies that are collecting information, it's not just government agencies that are reliant on good information, and so we need to be having that conversation together, which is why we have announced that that consultation will start in May and run through to August.
And that's the data working group?
So that's our consultation on the data protection use policy. We had a data working group behind the scenes who helped guide what that consultation will look like. We're basically going to be going to 28 locations around the country, and that consultation will not only be about the data, but also about our new narrative around investing in social well-being, which really stands in stark contrast to what the previous government's social investment approach was.
You said that not only government agencies are using data. It can't be the same data, though. Surely that the data that goes to government agencies is protected and not subject to ads, for example.
Yeah, no. But, you know, of course, social services are collecting their own data when they've got clients going through and using services. So everyone has a level of data here, and it's just a matter of how we utilise that best. And how we use that information to inform safely our services our direction, our policy are moving forward. So it's about the safe use of data, because everyone's collecting it. Well, not everyone, but, you know, NGOs are
mostly
collecting
everyone.
It, government agencies are collecting it. So it's about having a discussion and shared understandings on how that information is used safely.
Are we behind in this? I mean, given the massive sort of data breaches recently, such as Cambridge Analytica, I mean, people are just kind of getting on board. But shouldn't we have done this a long time ago?
Yeah, we should have done this a long time ago. So I think the previous government were on the back foot trying to rush through their social investment approach without thinking through the privacy, human rights and ethical implications for what they were doing. And it should have been the first consideration before they started launching in what they were attempting to do, instead of being on the back foot and then realising afterwards that actually they hadn't put the work into making sure it was safe use of information. Are we behind internationally? Well, internationally I've been told that we have access to really rich data as a country, and that, you know, many countries don't have access to the same level of information that we do. So in some ways we are ahead, and then in some ways we need to really refine our thinking to make sure that we're using it safely, we're using it in a way that is beneficial to service users and the general public who might need support from services.
How exactly are you going to make sure it's safe?
Well, this is why we consult. If I knew all the answers to that, we wouldn't need to go and consult. So that's definitely part of why we're going out to consult. But, you know, there's more work that needs to be done across government. I think the work that MSD is engaged in around developing their own framework, which they call FRAE, Privacy, Human Rights and Ethical Framework, Ethics Framework, for how they use information is a really good starting point for that particular agency. They've set up their own data governance group who gives guidance around how you should use information and how you shouldn't use information. Part of that is looking at things like, you know, the predictive risk modelling tools that were developed under the previous government, how they are used, what they are measuring, and you know, looking beyond that too, because our government doesn't think that all assessment of a person's needs should be done through some sort of analytical tool. You know, human interaction, conversations, client experience, all of those things are really important. So it's making sure that we don't get too carried away and heading down this track where we allow algorithms or you know, the decision-making tools that have been established through predictive risk modelling, we don't allow them to be the complete determinant on what support a person might be. It's about striking a balance.
This privacy, human rights and ethics framework, what does that actually look like? What does that mean?
So it started with a focus on predictive models and has been widened out to all initiatives where a client's data is used. And the approach has been and continues to be trialled on new MSD initiatives in order to iterate the development of the approach. So it's showing that having that privacy and human rights and ethics discussion at the beginning enables any risks to be minimised, and that's important, because if we had that in place, say, before the previous government launched into their demand for individual client-level data from NGOs, before they launched into utilising a portal that hadn't had the security levels ascertained as well as they should, then we wouldn't have ended up in that situation that the government did last year, where, you know, they started something where they hadn't actually checked out all of those things. So it's a framework to ensure that you're assessing from the beginning, before you launch into anything that involves data, that all of those things are checked off. That data governance group who are you know, who provide guidance on what's appropriate and what's not, and where there may be risks and how you mitigate those risks is really important, so that before you start something that's being utilised with respect to data, that all the risks have been assessed and mitigated against. And so then, you know, when you've actually done that assessment using that framework, you can ascertain whether or not it's safe to go forward.
I see. Okay, just lastly, is this, I mean, you're talking around these changes and these discussions, you're talking about showing people dignity and respect. You've said, is this, you know, does this relate to the wider cultural change that this government is talking about in regards to the Minister of, you know, the Ministry of Social Development?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a, you know, changing the culture and improving service delivery within MSD is, you know, there's a broad range of things that need to be done. It's not just about kind of, you know, implementing one initiative and then all of a sudden that's been achieved. There's a broad range of things that need to be done. And one of them, though, is making sure that we respect people's information and we have all of the measures in place to ensure that we're able to assure client users that their data is protected and there's transparency with respect to how their information is being used. And so, you know, that part of the culture change and making sure that we are respecting and upholding the dignity of anyone that comes to MSD for support.
Worry Week on The Wire.